Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Ken from Seattle.
Ken, what do you do there in Seattle?
I'm a musician.
Oh, one of those.
Yes.
Yes.
We've got plenty of them here.
I'm told. And how's that working out for you?
It's working pretty good.
That's great. Well, welcome to our show, Ken. You're going to play another round of Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, once again, will read three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
I'm very excited.
As am I. Here's your first quote.
I would engage in some form of syntax destruction, which sounded as though I were answering the question, but in fact had not.
That was someone telling 60 Minutes how, when he went before Congress to talk about the economy, he would baffle them with, well, you know. Who was it?
Oh, my. Talking about the economy?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Is that Greenspan?
It is Greenspan. Back when he ran the Federal Reserve, of course, Mr. Greenspan used to go before Congress, various other boards, to report on the state of the economy. And the world would say, are you high? Because it turns out he says he was trying to be inscrutable so that everybody would be ashamed to admit they hadn't understood him and let him off the hook. It's sort of like the monetary policy's new clothes.
He's apparently an extremely good kisser.
Oh, really? Stop. Everybody stop.
This is true.
How do you know?
I know this from...
You just tell by looking at him.
No. Alan and Andrea went out forever, and then they finally got married. And when they got married, I covered their wedding. And the big news out of the wedding ceremony, as soon as they were pronounced man and wife, Alan leans over, bends her over, and gives her the kiss of a lifetime, comes up from air, and dives back down again.
Wow.
How does that mean he's a really good kisser? I don't get it.
So he bends her over, he comes up for air, he goes down again. It's a lot like the economic indicators under his administration.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that Andrea's very happy.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
If mothers ruled the world, there would be no God...
That was what Emmy viewers heard from an actress during Fox's telecast last Sunday. The rest of the sentence was damned wars in the first place. What actress got censored?
Oh, my. An actress?
Yep.
I am so incredibly out of touch with that whole scene.
Can I give him a hint?
You can give him a hint.
I would love a hint from Paula.
Look up in the sky.
Oh, that's going to help.
She's flying with a habit.
With a habit?
You don't know. It's Sally Field.
Oh, Sally Field.
Yeah. I knew you knew.
Yeah. Thank you, Paula. You tried.
Ms. Field won an Emmy for her role as a mother on the TV show Brothers and Sisters, and she reacted by thanking everybody she ever met one by one. And then she started to make that statement about mothers and wars, but somebody at Fox pushed the mute button. Now, this probably had more to do about obscenity in the end than politics. How would you like to be the network that gets dinged $500,000 by the FCC because of the Flying Nun's filthy mouth?
You can't talk about people killing each other if you can't say it nicely.
Exactly. All right, it's down to this one. Let's see if you can get this last quote.
I'm only 8. I'm in the 3rd grade, and I think I'm too young to be doing this.
That's how an 8-year-old said goodbye at the end of the premiere of what new reality TV show?
Oh, that is completely out of my ballpark.
Really?
Reality show, 8-year-old kid?
Yes. Kid is a key word.
Kid is the key word.
You've missed it.
Is kid in the title?
It is.
Kid show.
No, I'm afraid you don't know.
I'm sorry. I do not.
It's Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Yeah. The show is sort of a combination of Survivor and Lord of the Flies. It debuted on CBS this week. A lot of controversy. It was caused in part by the publication of the show's contract with parents of the children participating. They had to agree not to hold CBS responsible in case of an incredibly wide and frightening array of potential injuries. People are like, what are they doing? The show answers the question, what would happen if you gave 40 children the responsibility of running their own world without any adult supervision? The answer, at the end of the first episode, the kids decided to invade Iraq. So, Carl, how did Ken do in our quiz?
He got the first one right, Peter, and after that it was downhill. He needed two correct answers to win, but Ken had just one.
Sorry, you did not win our quiz. Thanks so much for playing anyway.
Thank you for having me. I love your show.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ken.